Happy's no ordinary oil drop. He's an oil drop with a mission. You see, he's Esso's cheerful symbol of happy motoring. And he does just that.
That old TV ad dates from the 1950s. That's also when a service station bearing the Happy Motoring logo opened for business at the intersection of what now is FAMU Way and South Adams Street in South Tallahassee. Years ago, the station went out of business and has stood forlorn and abandoned until now. A group of redevelopers that calls itself Foremost has ambitious plans for the old gas station. In response to the question, why bring an old rattletrap, batten-down structure back from the dead, Foremost member Jay Kiker replies,
Well, I live in a rattletrap, battle-down old dairy about a block away from here. So, I'm a big fan of urban renewal, community redevelopment, and so this type of project is something that really resonates with me, notwithstanding the fact that we also have an amazing building with great architectural details already here.
Kiker says he and his Foremost partners think the structure can be reborn as a place that attracts people, especially creative people.
We certainly hope so. I mean, as you can see from our little space over here, we've already got Street Art Tallahassee, which has set up their little temporary shop here, and obviously they've done a few murals already in the district. So, yeah, we think there's a lot of potential here.
In mid-November, Foremost hosted a pop-up art gallery in the space. Artists were invited to capture their concept of knockout on 4x8-foot boards in half an hour. That party included food and drink, and Foremost member Micah Wyden, a prime driver for the Domey Station incubator down the street, wants to see that idea expanded.
You know, our vision is a mixed-use space to create really a place where people can come off the bike path from Cascade Park and spend time down here throughout the day. You know, really create a place where we want to hang out among, other like-minded individuals and be in this community. There's a lot of culture, there's a lot of great things going on here with FAMU Way that was just completed and in between the universities, and I think this is a great area of town.
Foremost partner Jacob Waits hopes his group's old gas station can be not only a gathering place, but also a symbol of a vibrant, welcoming community where young people can build a future.
These big hitters are going off to Facebook and Dropbox and stuff and getting hired off after they leave college. So to me, I'm trying to keep people here, you know, doing events like this and showing the community what type of actual creative populace we have here is really big to me.
For Foremost colleague Lucas Lindsay, a huge part of the whole initiative is to keep the result as local as possible.
We have a lot of expansion in the local community, but some of it is corporate or national chain, and I think that I'd love to see a revitalization of the local business community, really focus on that, local first. And I think this could be the kind of development that people rally around for that.
This old gas station would be at least the third one in Tallahassee that's been repurposed for other local pursuits. One is now occupied by Blunt Plumbing, where Thomasville Road splits off of North Monroe. The other is at the corner of Calhoun and Call downtown, which houses the bookstore of St. John's Episcopal Church. Of course, the South Adams Street station needs a lot of work. And Foremost, Lucas Lindsay says the drive is on to get more folks involved in the project.
And we're talking to a number of different people right now, gauging interest and seeing who's ready to dive into this kind of, you know, hands-on creative project. We'll probably into second quarter of next year get ready to get started, so we'll see.
For the first time in many years, it seems there could be a happy future for the old Tallahassee service station that still carries part of its original Happy Motoring logo on its upper facade. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.